Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we're going to take a look at a bit of a sad story in the pages of 2 Samuel. I'm going to read you 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 4. And read about King David's grief. This is about the man who was given over to grief. 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 4. But the king covered his face, and the king cried out with a loud voice, "O my son, Absalom, O my son, my son." We last left David in 2 Samuel chapter 18. He was full of anguish over the death of his rebellious son, Absalom. And into chapter 19, we see that the anguish continued. What he said in chapter 18, he continued to say in chapter 19, "O my son, Absalom, O Absalom, my son, my son." David could not stop singing this song. Later in 2 Samuel chapter 19, God sent Joab to pull David out of this rut, and Joab did it in his typical straightforward manner. We can take David's dilemma as an example of how to deal with grief and feelings. First, we can say that David's problem was that he was bound by a lack of perspective. David saw that Absalom was dead. And in some way, David shared responsibility, mostly through his poor parenting, his own sins being visited upon Absalom. That was true, and it was worthy of grief, but it was not the only thing to see in the situation. David's problem was not in what he knew. He knew about Absalom's tragic death, and he knew about his own role in it, but David's problem was in what he forgot. David forgot that God was still in control. David forgot that a great victory had been won. David forgot that he still had many loyal supporters. And David forgot that God showed great grace and mercy to David. Sometimes when someone is overcome in tragedy or sorrow, often we can say to that person that the problem is not in what they know, but in what they forget. David needed a more accurate perspective. He needed to see the good that God was doing along with the bad. Secondly, at this point, David was mastered by his feelings. God never really intended that feelings should master us. Now, certainly, God is not against feelings, not at all. Many Christians lack deep and profound feeling and experience with their walk with God. At the same time, feelings were never meant to set the agenda for our life. There is an important and legitimate place for feelings and grief in our life before God. We see that God himself is a being of feelings, and we see this in the life of Jesus, who perfectly represented God the Father to us. Jesus was a man who showed emotion. Yet, when feelings set the agenda of our life, it's possible for us to become selfish about them. We may begin to live a self-centered life focused on how we feel at any given moment. We might also resent others for not fixing our feelings and making us feel better at any given moment. Today, ask God to help you to see the whole picture of your life. You may be given over to grief by what you see, yet the reality could very well be that what you do not see may change your perspective. Then, ask God to help you put feelings into the proper place, to give them a proper place in your life before Him. If you are in grief, may God draw near to you and show you His goodness in the land of the living.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.